Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Oneida, From Free Love Utopia to the Well Set Table, by Ellen Wayland Smith, narrated by Christine Vam. Introduction. In 1948, Lewis Wayland Smith, my great-grandfather, was vice president and treasurer of Oneida Limited, one of America's top three manufacturers of silverware. And for the first time in a long time, he had unusually good financial news to report. When the United States entered World War II in 1942, Oneida had halted silverware production and converted its factories to manufacturing hardware for the war effort, pumping out everything from surgical instruments to Curtiss propellers for the Helldiver bombers leading the charge in the battle for Japan. After the war's end, things were touch and go as the company undertook the difficult process of converting back to silver production. During the initial months of 1946, Oneida battled absenteeism, high worker turnover, and a general drop in productivity. But in his annual report to the stockholders on January 31, 1948, Oneida Limited's president, Pierrepont B. Noyes, was able to state that 1947 had been the most satisfactory year from the standpoint of volume of business and earnings in the history of the company, with net earnings topping $3.5 million. While Oneida might not have been producing its usual product line of gleaming silver teaspoons during the war, it had not ceased brand building, and the company was now reaping the benefits of an enormously popular advertising campaign.